Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2079, Grow Up Slowly by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily or Old, the show where I read to you from articles that I think are amazing, with permission from the authors. One article a day, every single day of the year, all to help you live a more meaningful life. And here on this show that covers personal development or self-help, minimalism, inspiration, happiness, motivation, all that fun stuff. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Grow Up Slowly by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. About a year ago, I had lunch with a very successful couple. The husband had made a great deal of money early in life on a business startup in a big city. After running the firm for a time, he sold most of his shares and the family moved to a picturesque rural dwelling. He spends but a few hours a week involved with his business, and the rest of his time is spent pursuing his passion for music and a great many other things. His wife is busy pursuing her passions in art and other cultural affairs. I asked what prompted such a dramatic change at this early phase in life, especially when they could have easily continued with managing the business or started another. They said, in complete agreement, "We moved out here because we wanted our kids to grow up slowly." I told my wife about the conversation, and those words have stuck with us ever since. Hardly a day goes by when I don't think of it. We haven't fully internalized it, but I know it's important for us to hear and consider while raising our own children. It's easy to get stressed when they don't walk right at the average age for walking, or don't read or ride a bike or swim as early as your friends' kids. It's easy to try to cram their heads full of practical and theoretical knowledge and get them up to speed quickly. You imagine what you would be if you had been more learned early on, or you simply want them to gain independence quicker so you won't be as limited as a parent. These are not necessarily bad desires, but this business about letting them grow up slowly just resonates on a deep level. There's something beautiful about the naivety of kids, about watching them try things they're not prepared for, about how unaware they are of just how real the world can be. When they learn organically on their own time, it's amazing to see. Feeling free to sit back and soak it in as a parent is truly wonderful. Even as I am trying to learn how to let my kids grow up slowly, I'm beginning to understand the benefits of slow growth for myself. While reading the fascinating book, How They Succeeded, I came across some interesting words by Alexander Graham Bell. The author and interviewer asked, "Is not hard study often necessary to success?" Bell replied, quote, "No, decidedly not. You cannot force ideas. Successful ideas are the result of slow growth. Ideas do not reach perfection in a day, no matter how much study is put upon them. It is perseverance in the pursuit of studies that is really wanted," end quote. I'm the first to say that just getting things done is the key to success. Does an action bias contradict Bell's words? I'm not sure that it does. Perhaps in the realm of action, haste is a great virtue, but in the realm of thought, slow growth is preferred. Act fast, think slow. Not the best slogan, but there's something to it. The things we need to get out of the way, certain credentials, experiences, legwork, etc., just need to be hammered through. But the really important stuff, our life philosophy, an entrepreneurial venture, a new paradigm, a book, needs to grow slowly with our experience and knowledge. It needs persistent mental activity, but not forced completion. Since blogging every day, I have found occasions where I have nothing for the next day's post. There are two ways to remedy the problem. The first is to quickly scan the news feeds, inbox, or bookshelf, come up with something, and type it. The second is to search for ideas that have been incubating for a while, often subconsciously. A drive, walk, or talk with a deep-thinking friend can help me discover nascent ideas I didn't even realize were under the surface. Those tend to be better than the posts I think up and crank out on the spot. I've also found that viewing a post as the beginning of my own understanding of the topic, rather than my final word or magnum opus, is intellectually enriching and produces a wealth of new ideas down the road. But more on that later. Bell concludes on the topic, quote, "Man is the result of slow growth. That is why he occupies the position he does in animal life. What does a pup amount to that has gained its growth in a few days or weeks beside a man who only attains it in as many years? A horse is often a grandfather before a boy has attained his full maturity. The most successful men in the end are those whose success is the result of steady accretion. That intellectuality is more vigorous that has attained its strength gradually. It is the man who carefully advances step by step with his mind becoming wider and wider and progressively better able to grasp any theme or situation, persevering in what he knows to be practical and concentrating his thought upon it, who is bound to succeed in the greatest degree." You just listened to the post titled "Grow Up Slowly" by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Isaac, one to ponder this weekend. Hope you're gonna have a great day, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.